We're all here.
And you guys are okay to take your masks off behind the podium if you like. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us today to talk about Title X, which is an absolutely critical program for people in Washington. My name is Jennifer Allen, and I am the CEO of Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, which is the advocacy arm of Planned Parenthood in 6 states, including Washington, where I live. We're here today because we have to sound an alarm. Abortion access is disappearing. Some folks are aware of that. But more than that, contraceptive access is under attack as well. There's been some coverage about the fact that 41 states have introduced 500 anti-abortion measures this year. What you're not hearing is that there's attacks on Title X and basic contraceptive and preventive care as well. Title X is strictly separated from abortion. We can talk about whether that's good policy, which it isn't, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. The same people who are attacking abortion access are also trying to strike down preventive care through Title X. And we've seen this before. When the Trump-Pence administration attacked Title X and instituted a gag rule in 2019, it was disastrous for public health. It slashed the number of patients who could access care. 1.5 million people lost access to Title X-funded care, including everyone in Washington. And now the same anti-reproductive health Republicans who have been seeking to take away abortion access are also trying to slash the Title X program and reinstate the harmful gag rule that was previously part of the program under the Trump-Pence administration. So I think it's important to note that these attacks on the Title X program put a spotlight on just how extreme these anti-reproductive health views among some of our members of Congress are. They want to limit access to contraceptive and preventive health care, and they want to do it in ways that particularly target people who already have the least access to health care. Rural people, people with low incomes, people of color, LGBTQ people, immigrants, and more. So I want to say, in the face of these attacks, I'm very grateful to be standing here with the group of people behind me and to be represented by Senator Patty Murray in Congress. And let me tell you, when you are in a corner, when you're in a fight, you want Senator Patty Murray in that corner with you. Thanks to her work with Congress, the gag rule has been repealed from the Title X program, and Title X, $4.5 million of Title X funding has come back to the state of Washington. That's literally life-saving. That's providing care like cancer screenings, like contraceptives, like all kinds of preventive care that actually save Washingtonians' lives. But the truth is that it's not enough. We need at least twice that much funding in fiscal year 23. And we've got anti-choice, extremist, Republican members of the U.S. Senate who are trying to cut that funding even more and make it even more restrictive. So we know that protecting that kind of care is always at the forefront of Senator Patty Murray's mind, and we at Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates are incredibly grateful to have her in our corner. So thank you, Senator Murray, for your work on Title X funding, on opposing the global gag rule, on always standing up for all of the sexual and reproductive health care that people across Washington and across our country need. So please, take it away.
I will. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, Jen, thank you so much for that kind introduction, and thank you so much for all you do every day to help patients here in Washington State get the reproductive health care that they need. And I want to thank Rebecca, who you're going to hear from in a minute, for her leadership and advocacy here in Washington State, across the border in Idaho, and all over the greater Northwest. And I especially want to thank Kelsey today. Thank you for coming today and joining us and sharing your story and making the drive up all the way from Vancouver. I am really looking forward to hearing how the Title X program made an impact in Kelsey's life. Across Washington State, the Title X program delivers the essential reproductive health care patients need to stay healthy. The resources that I fought for back in the other Washington mean that patients here in this Washington can get the birth control that they need to plan a family on their own terms, life-saving breast and pelvic exams to detect cancer early, STI testing and treatment, and more. After the Trump administration's disastrous gag rule that forced Washington State out of the Title X program and forced Title X providers to withhold information from their patients on the options they have, including abortion, these resources will now help us rebuild this program. They will help get more folks here the health care that they need from the providers that they trust, like the Planned Parenthood Health Center we're at today. We're talking about basic, life-saving health care, like cancer screenings, or the birth control that so many patients depend on to stay healthy, to treat health conditions, and to plan their families and control their own reproductive health. So to me, it is unthinkable you wouldn't support this program, but that is exactly what extreme Republicans are doing right now. In fact, we have now seen some Republicans argue that Griswold versus Connecticut, that is the Supreme Court case that first struck down a ban on birth control, might have been wrongly decided. Just think about that. It's astonishing to me what year this is and what some Republicans are saying we now need to go back to. And right now in the Senate, Republicans are leading a resolution to bring back the gag rule and deny women across the country accesses to services that were made possible by Title X. So we can see Republicans across the country will not just stop at banning abortion with cruel laws like those we have seen in Texas and in Idaho next door to us and in Oklahoma. They are determined to restrict access to all kinds of reproductive health care, from abortion to birth control, to STI testing and treatment. So I am fighting back with all I've got, and I'm so glad to have so many great friends in this fight, like the folks who are with me today. In just last year, I led the charge to get rid of the gag rule, and with President's help, with President Biden's help, we got that done. The gag rule is gone, and I'm fighting with everything I've got to keep it that way. And I've helped restore millions of dollars in Title X funding for our state, including $4.5 million for Washington State just last week. And right now, I am pushing to make sure insurers follow the law and cover birth control without making women jump through hoops and without extra costs. So I'm going to bat for our Washington State priorities, fighting to protect abortion rights, expand critical programs like Title X that make sure patients can get the reproductive health care that they need from the providers that they trust. And that is, again, especially important right now because we all know the impact of abortion bans, like the one in Idaho, don't stop at state lines. They're a threat to fundamental rights everywhere, and it's providers and patients in Washington who have to bear the brunt of the healthcare crisis that Republican attacks inevitably create. So I'm fighting very hard for more resources for Title X so health centers like Planned Parenthood can care for all of their patients. And to the women in Idaho, by the way, if your lawmakers won't stand up for your constitutional rights, I want you to know I will, because what is happening across the border will not fly here in Washington State. We're here for you, our providers are here for you, and I will keep fighting for the right to abortion and reproductive health care every single day in the United States Senate. So thanks again to everyone who's here today, and now I'm really honored to turn it over to Kelsey, who has a very important story to share with all of you. Kelsey.
Hello, as Senator Murray said, I'm Kelsey and I am a Title X patient. I am proud to say with certainty that Title X and Planned Parenthood have impacted the trajectory of my life for the better. I grew up with a single mom who worked hard to provide for her children, but due to systemic barriers, we qualified as low income. As a young woman, I knew that I needed to get on birth control, but had no idea how much this would cost or how I would afford it. I went to a local clinic in my community and was able to get birth control for no cost, thanks to Title X program. That young woman was also a closeted bisexual woman with no resources or information about my own identity, surrounded by homophobia ingrained in our culture. In college, I was desperate to learn more about my sexuality, and I leaned heavily on informational resources from trusted organizations like Planned Parenthood to learn more about the LGBTQ community and identities. I remember literally going to Planned Parenthood's website to research definitions like bisexual. It was the first time I saw that word in a serious context, and I knew that's me. Planned Parenthood was a trusted resource for my younger self, and it still is today. As I was navigating life, queer and closeted, the need of Title X funding for birth control, living in a low-income household, was incredibly beneficial because I was able to take care of my own body without worrying about the potential financial strain it would put on my family. Since being a Title X patient, a lot has changed. I graduated college, got a job that I love, and began to advocate with Planned Parenthood. During my time as a volunteer with Planned Parenthood, I have seen relentless attacks on reproductive health care, including in 2019 when the Trump administration's gag rule decimated access to Title X funds. I advocated against this gag rule and then again at the state capitol for back funding for this program in 2020. We are lucky in Washington to have the legislator that understood the importance of reproductive health care access for low-income folks. But the state shouldn't have to carry that. And that's why Title X champions like Senator Murray are so, so important. Where I would be without them, I have no idea. It is grim to think about. But instead, I choose to focus on the joy I have and the care that I received. Planned Parenthood, Title X funding, and healthcare clinics in my community helps me become my most authentic self. Today, I am here before you living my truth, confident, safe, healthy, and never without information. I'm able to give back to that same community through advocacy and volunteer work with Planned Parenthood Alliance advocates. That's why support for reproductive justice and Title X is extremely important, because it keeps people like me safe and healthy, which is a right that all people, regardless of race, economic background, education, sexual orientation, or gender identity deserve. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you again to Senator Murray. I'm now excited to introduce Rebecca Gibron, CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Northwest, Hawaii, Alaska, Indiana, and Kentucky.
Thank you, Kelsey. You know, hearing patient stories like Kelsey's always leaves me really re-energized and recommitted to the work we do here at Planned Parenthood. So hello, everyone. I am Rebecca Gibron, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, Great Northwest, Hawaii, Alaska, Indiana, and Kentucky. That is a mouthful there. In the face of attacks on reproductive health care providers, the Title X program is more important than ever. And we are thrilled to have Senator Murray, her leadership on recognizing the critical role that Title X plays in public health. When the Trump administration implemented a gag rule on Title X providers and tried to ban us from giving our patients accurate, complete medical information, it cut the Title X network's patient capacity nearly in half. Family planning providers in 33 states, including Washington, left the program, and at least 1.5 million people lost access to Title X funded care at the site they had previously used. Here in Washington State, we were left with no Title X funded services at all. This termination of care had a major impact on reproductive health care across the country and exacerbated pre-existing disparities in health care for people of low incomes and those from LGBTQ communities, Black and Latino communities. Remember that when we talk about Title X funding, we're talking about real impacts on patients' abilities to access the healthcare they need to have control over their bodies,
their lives, and their futures. Thankfully, leaders like Senator Murray understand the importance of this program and that we must ensure the most vulnerable in our country have access to reproductive health care services. No one should go without family planning services or without life-saving preventive care because of their income. Thanks to Senator Murray's fight to reverse the gag rule and restore Title X funding in the state of Washington, today we once again are equipped and able to provide care to so many Washingtonians who need it. We are grateful for Senator Murray's leadership on this issue, and we look forward to continuing to work together to further expand healthcare access to all Washingtonians. With that, I turn it back over to Senator Murray.
Well, thank you, Rebecca and Jen, for all the work that you do, and I especially want to thank Kelsey for the courage to share her story, because her story is one that I've heard so many times when I've walked in these doors, when I've been out shopping, people coming up to me and saying, I just have to tell you what happened to me. This is everybody's daughter, girlfriend, wife, sister, needs access to reproductive care and often information. And we as a country should be there for people to make sure they have the right choices for them in their own lifetime, in their own space in this lifetime. So I'm delighted to be here. I'm going to keep fighting for Title X. Obviously, it's so important for women to be able to make their own healthcare choices at a place where they trust their providers, but also against these other brutal attacks we are seeing constantly in the United States Senate. Because I want every young woman and man to grow up to be who they can be and to give back in this country in the way they can give back. Kelsey's a perfect example of that.